Star Wars 7x7 episode 3561. Now that we've gotten past all the April Fool's Day foolishness, let's talk about April of 2024 and what is to come in the world of Star Wars storytelling this month. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the people who help support the creation and production of this one-man show at patreon.com/SW7X7. Well, it is April of 2024. Normally we do this particular episode on the first of every month, but you know, April Fool's Day, of course, took over, and so we delayed it a couple of days. But hey, that's okay. We're gonna talk about what is new in the world of Star Wars storytelling for the month of April 2024. We'll start, as we always do, with movies, and right now there's a bunch of stuff in pre-production. The Mandalorian and Grogu, The New Jedi Order, and we come to find out that Rogue Squadron is back in development, or active development, I guess I should say, according to an interview that Patty Jenkins did recently. We're still waiting to hear some more information about what's going on with The Mandalorian and Grogu, though. We talked last month about the tax credit situation that came to light and the suggestion that perhaps they would be filming in California and sometime later this year, but there's been no news since then. So yeah, it's still one of those like, all right, let's see how this all pans out kind of situation. Otherwise, we still basically are looking at the same lineup that we think we're looking at, which is The Mandalorian and Grogu movie in May of 2026, and then the New Jedi Order movie, as we're referring to the Daisy Ridley movie, that would be in December of 2026. And then stacked up behind that, well, you know, Patty Jenkins, the possibility that she's in active development on a Rogue Squadron movie now, you know, seems exciting. But we also have that James Mangold movie, of which we've heard nothing, and the Thrawn Mandoverse movie that Dave Filoni is supposed to be cooking up, but that can't happen until after the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. So yeah, all we know is that there is some major pre-production going on right now, but nobody's at filming point just yet. On the live action front, one of the things that we've been keeping an eye on, speaking of tax credits, is happening April 8th, which is the announcement of new tax credits for continuing TV series being filmed in California. And The Mandalorian, of course, is filmed in California. So yeah, we'll see if we can find out something about the possibility of a season 4 of The Mandalorian, which is still up in the air after all this time. Why they haven't said anything about it, who knows. In the meantime, we've got The Acolyte coming in June, which is of course very exciting. Interviews and little bits of information have been releasing, and I'm sure that that will continue to happen over the course of the next 2 months. Skeleton Crew is presumably the next series on deck, happening much later in the year, and we still haven't heard anything about what's going on with that. So pre-production, reshoots, something, like something's got to be going on with it. And yeah, nothing just yet. But in the meantime, we've got Andor season 2, and that is in post-production now. Filming has wrapped for it, and we don't expect to see that until 2025. They've got a lot of work to do, filming 12 episodes and whatnot. Like, yeah, that definitely takes a little bit of time. So yeah, they're cooking on it though. And then we know that season 2 of Ahsoka is in some early stages of development. We don't know where it is necessarily in the process, but that certainly wouldn't be getting to us until the second half of 2025 at the earliest. On the animation front, I don't know if I just missed seeing it when I was like at the schedule of Bad Batch episode releases, but we're getting another 2-episode situation this month. So in fact, it's today. Episodes 10 and 11 are dropping today, and that'll be followed by episodes 12, 13, and 14 over the next 3 Wednesdays in April. And then we'll have the finale in May. But yeah, we're getting 5 episodes of The Bad Batch this month, which is awesome. And then of course, Tales of the Jedi season 2 is probably still in some sort of production right now. Hopefully they've moved on to post-production and that we might see it sometime later this year. But yeah, that's what's going on our animation front. On the books front, we've got 2 coming out this month. One of them is Star Wars Dad Jokes, and thank you so much to the nice folks at Chronicle Books that sent me a review copy, and we'll be talking about it a little bit later on this month. But yeah, this is as funny in a good and bad way as you want it to be. Like, yeah, a lot of groaners in there, but all well done. Exactly what a dad joke book should be. And then we also have The Living Force by John Jackson Miller coming out, which is an adventure with the Jedi Council in the year before The Phantom Menace. I am not through this book yet, but I am enjoying it so far. And thank you so much to the fine folks at Random House Worlds for sending me a copy to check out. We're also getting an audiobook version of The Living Force as well. So that's very cool too. And that's our one audiobook situation for the month of April. On the short story front, we are getting Star Wars Insider Magazine issue 220. 25 coming out later this month, and there will be, I think it's part 4 now, of the Tales from the Occlusion Zone ongoing serialized story in Star Wars Insider Magazine that's part of Phase 3 of the High Republic Mega Ginormous Initiative. On the comics front, there's the usual plethora. So there's Star Wars and Darth Vader 45, there's High Republic 6, High Republic Adventures 5, there's the start of a limited series called High Republic Adventures Saber for Hire, then we have other ongoing miniseries, the adaptation of Thrawn Alliances, that's issue 4, Mace Windu series, it's issue 3, there's going to be a Darth Maul Black, White, and Red miniseries, issue 1 is coming out this month, second issue of Jango Fett's miniseries. Now, I think that's it, and I know we talked about the fact that the Bounty Hunters title finished its run, but I don't think I realized it. I missed the announcement that Dr. Aphra's second series also finished its run with its 40th issue. So we are down two ongoing monthly titles, and I don't know what's going to be coming to replace them yet. I haven't seen what the answer to that is, so it'll be very interesting to find out what that's going to look like. On the video game front, we still just have titles in development. Star Wars Outlaws, which is coming out later this year, or at least it's scheduled to come out later this year. So I'm sure they're putting the final touches on that right now. Star Wars Hunters, that we talk about every month and have talked about every month for years. Someday it'll be released in the US, just who knows when. Because of stuff happening in the video game industry with layoffs and whatnot, one of the things that happened last month was that a first-person shooter game from Respawn was cut, but apparently there's still a strategy game that's in development with some other studio called BitReactor and Respawn working together, so that's in development. We did get official confirmation that a third title in the Jedi series Fallen Order and Survivor is in development, so there's that. And then Amy Hennig, who is a very well-respected video game writer, creator, and who's behind, I guess, Uncharted and a bunch of other things, there had been something she'd been developing called Project Ragtag, which I guess took place, you know, in the time right before, or not too long before, The Empire Strikes Back. And she's with a new company called Skydance Media, I think it is. And apparently she's working on a Star Wars game, and there are rumors suggesting that it may be this Project Ragtag that she had been working on previously with another studio that might be coming back into play. On the virtual reality front, unfortunately, we still have no news to announce, and I'm hoping that next month, with it being May the 4th, yeah, like, wouldn't that be a great time to get something? But yeah, it's all quiet on the ILM immersive front, and it's kind of surprising that that's the case. So yeah, here's hoping that eventually the silence will end. On the streaming front, there's nothing that we know about right now that's going to be added to Disney Plus that's new, aside from just the regular releases of the Bad Batch episodes, but, you know, like, extra things that are just coming to streaming and are not part of, like, some live-action series situation. So, yeah, nothing expected there. On the merch side of things, well, I'm bringing merch back in the conversation because of them dropping Acolyte stuff on us last month and it actually having some interesting tidbits about it. So, considering that they're finally releasing stuff prior to the release of a series, maybe we might hear something more about that. But also, this month, we are getting DVDs of Andor and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that's going to have some behind-the-scenes stuff in there, too, some featurettes, making-of documentaries, that sort of thing. So that's very cool and something to look forward to. And on the live events and experiences front, that's our last category we're going to talk about, there's actually a lot happening in the month of April. In fact, one of the big things is happening today. Disney's annual shareholders meeting is happening later today from when this episode is being released. There's often some kind of Star Wars news that ends up being shared at one of these annual meetings, but this is also another big annual meeting because I guess there's been some activist shareholder activity and some drama happening around there, so we'll see what happens with all of that. And then at Disney World and Disneyland and Disneyland Paris, there are going to be updates to Star Tours where people will potentially be able to go on missions that are inspired by the Ahsoka series, by The Mandalorian, and by Andor. So there will be new transmissions, new urgent transmissions coming from Cassian Andor, or The Mandalorian and Grogu, or Ahsoka. So far, they've only shared a little bit of what's going on with the Ahsoka themed mission, where you will go to Setos, which is, you know, the planet where they make the jump to Peridia from, and you'll get to fly around a whole pod of Purrgil, which looks very cool and amazing, and they say it's going to be adding to more than 250 different story variations overall. That's happening starting Friday, April 5th, which is also the start of a 2-month-long thing that they're doing called Season of the Force, which is going to see a bunch of new and interesting limited-time things happen at those three different Disney parks. You know, limited-time merch, new items on food menus. They're going to have a special fireworks display called Fire of the Rising Moons. There's going to be Hyperspace Mountain instead of Space Mountain, and other things too. So if you have the opportunity to find yourself at Galaxy's Edge sometime over the next couple of months, or in Disneyland Paris, for that matter, well, congratulations, that's pretty awesome for you. So try and check all of those things out. And that right there is everything that we know about right now that's going to be happening in the world of Star Wars storytelling, or relating to the world of Star Wars storytelling, in the month of April 2024. If news breaks about anything else happening, then we'll be covering it here on the show, of course. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating or review if you haven't done it already. Please subscribe or like or follow or join or whatever your app of choice likes to call it. Please tell other Star Wars friends that you know about this show and see if they would like a daily dose of Star Wars joy in their lives. And you can also be a part of the wonderful group of people that helps support the creation and production of this show and gets it right into your ears or into your eyes every single day. They do that at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.